Welcome to the ABCs of Rock podcast. I am your host, Nathan Schuer. The ABCs of Rock is proudly part of the Weston Media Podcast Network. I thank you for tuning into this podcast each and every week. Throughout the season, I will be progressing my way through the alphabet from A to Z, where I'm featuring bands or musicians going in alphabetical order. It's not only been a blast, it's also been an education, and I'm having the time of my life. Before I begin, I must say a couple very important words about this podcast. I do not own the rights to any of the music played on this podcast. The musicians or the music labels own the copyright. I play this music under the doctrine of fair use. I'm not here as a DJ, but to offer music commentary and criticism. My goal is for you to gain a larger appreciation for the bands and the musicians played here in this podcast. And please go out and legally purchase or stream their music. The musicians need your support. My only goal is that I hope this show contributes to spreading the good word about the bands you hear in these episodes. I do not profit in any way from this podcast. It is truly done out of my pure love of the music. And as you heard in the opening song, we've moved on to the letter G. And we're going to be listening to one of my favorite bands of all time, Garbage. But before I get to the music, welcome back to the show, Chloe. It's always a pleasure to share my love of rock and roll with you, shaping young and developing minds. I was going to ask you how you've been, but I have a feeling you've had a rough couple weeks. Do you want to update the world what's been going on with you?
Well, I've been good except for my broken arm.
Broken arm. I know. The listeners cannot see, but you have this very, very bright pink cast on your right arm. Want to tell us a little bit about that?
By the way,
I had nothing to do with it. Just putting that out there.
Totally. He definitely wasn't watching me when I was doing stuff that was super unsafe. Joking, it was super safe, and I've done it a million times. I fell off the monkey bars and landed on my arm and broke it.
Yes, the monkey bars. So I bring Chloe to the emergency room a couple of Fridays ago, and the doctor, the first thing they says, trampoline or monkey bars?
Yep.
First thing they say. So
monkey bars.
Monkey bars, right.
Monkey bars. I can barely eat anything, but I just got a palate expander also.
Yes, so I was going to comment, people that have been listening to the show for a while, you know, they've heard you on, you know, a dozen or more episodes, and they may have noticed that your voice sounds a little different. I'm not trying to draw attention to it, but it might be kind of obvious.
Yes, my voice is definitely different because I can barely say anything that puts my tongue up to the roof of my mouth.
Yes, so you have a palate expander.
Yes, and I got it like 3 days ago.
Yeah, so you've had a lot of work done.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a pretty traumatic 2 weeks. So, but we're not here to dwell on your health and all this. That's not what the show is about. But you know what, though?
I'm fine.
You're fine. And And at the end of this, you're going to be, you know, a better version of Chloe. So there is, we're going to get to the music in just a moment, because people here are here to listen to Garbage and have been, you know, loyal followers of the show for a while. But there is some very, very important news that I teased on the last episode that I'm going to share with everybody. That is
very sad.
That I need to share now. This has been on my mind for a while now, and I'll explain the reasoning for this for a moment. But this is I'm going to be ending the ABC is a Rock, this podcast, for a couple reasons. Number one. Well, first of all, I'll just say a couple of things. You know, I've been doing this podcast since March of 2020. I launched this at the very, very beginning. This was born out of the pandemic, right in the very beginning. It, you know, filled a void in my life when I needed a creative outlet. But as I've teased many times in this podcast before, you know, my true passion is filmmaking. And, you know, this podcast is extremely time-consuming. You know, if I'm going to put out a podcast weekly, which is what I try to do, I don't always get to do it, it's at least 12 to 15 hours a week that I put into researching, writing, recording, editing, and marketing each episode. And if I'm going to do that, I feel I want to put it towards something that is a little bit more aligned with my career goals. And that, of course, is my filmmaking. I've mentioned this, you know, before in the show, but I've produced and directed several feature films and, you know, a lot of short films as well. And I'm seeking distribution for those right now. And I'm interested in starting more productions in the next year. And in order to do that, I need to start laying the groundwork for those this year. And this is where I will say right now, if you are interested in seeing any of my past films, you can see a lot of them on my website, which is at imfilmworks.com. That's I, the letter M, filmworks.com. Keep your eyes out for my two feature films. One is titled Higher Methods, and the other one is titled The Assassination of Western Civilization. They are both going into the film festival circuit right now. Assassination is actually going to be screened at the Sean O'Shea Film Festival in a couple of weeks in Sturbridge, Massachusetts. But it was a tough decision. It was a tough decision, but like I said, the timing is right to move on. But what I will say, and this is very important, I don't advise you to unsubscribe to this feed, because I may still update this podcast with periodic episodes. Like I might do an end of the year music wrap up. There may be other things that I will post to this podcast feed. So this isn't necessarily goodbye, but this is definitely the end of a regular episode. And this is not the final episode. What I'm going to do is this is the last episode that's going to include like a regular episode, but next week is going to be what I'm calling like the big finale episode, where I haven't decided exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be a very special episode for me, where I'm going to maybe do some of my show highlights. Chloe is going to be back for that.
Yep.
And I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be my final episode on the next one next week, if I can do it next week or the week after that. But stay tuned for that one final episode, and we'll just see how the rest of things play out after that. So that was my big announcement. Chloe, I know you have some thoughts on this.
Yes. Like, no, I refuse.
She refuses.
I refuse.
Well, there's nothing stopping you from launching your own music podcast,
seriously,
I guess.
Seriously, are you joking? He's joking, guys. This guy I'm sitting right next to him practically, and he's joking.
Well, you know something, Chloe. You, of all people, she was very sad when I told her this news a couple weeks ago that I was going to do this. But at the same time, Chloe is a fantastic actress, and she loves acting, and some of the films that I want to do, in the next year or two.
Yes.
She's going to be a part of those.
Yes.
And you should be supportive of those. And like I said, filmmaking really...
I'm super excited. And I want to say the name, but I just can't really.
I know. We're not going to get it. We're not talking about the movies right now.
Yeah.
But and this is also kind of important. This is not the end of podcasting for me. There are a couple other podcast ideas that are kicking around that I'm excited about, that when I do launch those, I will definitely drop some links for those in this podcast feed. So you'll learn where to follow me and my filmmaking endeavors that way. So, you know, keep this feed open. Stay subscribed to it.
You
know,
that way you can follow. He's not going to be doing this for 3 more years.
Doing what? ABC's a Rock?
No, the filmmaking podcast for the next 3 years.
No, it might be happening later this year. I think we've been bantering enough about movies and ending the show. Let's get to the music that most people are here to listen to today. All right. And like I said before, this week's topic, of course, we moved on to the letter G, and the band Garbage is representing the letter G.
Can I just say something real quick?
Oh, of course.
Garbage. What does it say about garbage? It's just trash. It's trash.
The ironic thing about Garbage is I think the name of the band was actually a joke.
It's a joke.
Well, the idea was
the name is Garbage, like garbage.
The guy that launched the band.
How does that go together? Garbage and music.
His name.
How does that go together?
It was put together by several musicians and producers in the industry. I think the main guy would have been named Butch Vig, it was more or less a commentary, I think, on the state of the industry. I mean, he was kind of making fun of himself, you know, that he put together what would have probably just been like a side project, or he never really thought that this band would be as successful as it was. So it was a joking concept to call a band Garbage. There probably are some articles out there where he talks about the name of the band and why it was titled that it was.
I'm sitting next to a garbage and I'm looking at it and I'm just like, bad.
Some people really think that Garbage is a terrible band and it's appropriately titled. You can be the judge, Chloe, once you hear their music today. So anyways, Garbage, the final band we're featuring on the show, kind of sad, but you know, I'm very glad to be featuring them because Garbage is a band that I was very passionate about for at least the first half of their recording career. I mean, especially the first 4 albums. A little after college, I had this roommate that was a gigantic fan of theirs. Probably more of a Shirley Manson fan because his appreciation went all the way back to Angelfish, I remember. It was probably 1998 that he asked if I wanted to see them live, and I remember they were touring on their second album, Version 2.0. We went to what was then, I think, the Worcester Palladium. I remember the band Girls Against Boys opened up for them, who I thought were also impressive, but Garbage stole the show. They blew me away, and I became a diehard fan after that concert. So thank you, Dave, if you're out there, for turning me on to this band. I owe it to you. But realistically, even if I didn't see Garbage that night, I probably would have become a big fan of them because their music speaks to me on all my rock sensibilities. Their combination of heavy guitar riffs and new wave beats and pop melodies is my type of rock and roll and exactly what I will gravitate to always.
I've just never heard the song. I've just heard the weird name.
So just a little bit of history on them. I'm not going to get too much into this because a lot of this information you can find online. But Garbage was formed around 1993. Out of the ashes of the Scottish rock band Goodbye Mr. Mackenzie and Angelfish, which I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At the time, Shirley Manson was the backup singer and the keyboardist. I believe Angelfish became a side project of that band, and Shirley inserted herself as the lead vocalist. This was around 1994, but Angelfish didn't last long because it was shortly after that she was recruited by producer Butch Vig, who had decided that after years of producing hit records, he wanted to start his own band and was looking for a charismatic presence to front his band. Manson joined Butch's band along with guitarist and bassist Duke Erickson, keyboardist guitarist Steve Marker, and with Vig on the kit and the primary producer. It was a fascinating concept because all three male members of the band not only were amazing musicians, but were seasoned veterans in all aspects of the music industry and other creative industries, such as Duke Erickson had a career writing and producing films. And of course, Vig is famous for his recording, for his record producing career as the guy who produced Nirvana's Bleach and Nevermind, the Smashing Pumpkins' Gish and Siamese Dream, and albums for Sonic Youth and Soul Asylum. This isn't a history podcast, so if you want to know more, like I said, you can just check out all these great articles that you can seek out, and there's tons of that stuff online. If you are a first-time listener to the podcast, you know, I'm sorry you're catching this at the tail end of our journey, but there are 64 prior episodes that are, you know, our timeless content out there that you can go back and visit. And of course, do tune into next week's grand finale. You know, I'll just keep mentioning that. It's going to be a special send-off. What we do here is curate 10 songs that aren't obvious selections. So what I'm going to do is go through their entire discography and select 10 underrated and underappreciated songs that I feel should be celebrated. Songs that are usually deep cuts, non-singles, or occasionally singles but didn't become a hit or don't usually get played on the radio or even satellite radio. The goal is to reintroduce you to each band I feature here because many of you may only know or are familiar with Garbage based on just a handful of songs that occasionally are played in the radio or you hear while at shopping or in a waiting room. Songs like Only Happy When It Rains or Stupid Girl or maybe Number One Crush. I think you get the idea. Released on August 15th, 1995 was their self-titled debut. I definitely remember the single Stupid Girl being a huge hit on this, but I didn't realize until later on that it was actually their fourth single to be released on this album. Two of their prior singles, Only Happy When It Rains and Queer, both were pretty big hits, but I don't remember them at all until after Stupid Girl became so successful. After I became a big Garbage fan, I went back and bought this album, and it's probably still my favorite of theirs. It might be that I feel it's their most consistent sounding album, and it completely holds up today, not dated at all. That's what I love about Garbage. I've always felt their sound was timeless. There isn't a track I don't like on this album, so obviously it was hard to choose just one song from this record. But if I gotta pick one, I'm going to go with Not My Idea for its uniqueness. I love the guitar intro on this. And when it gets to the chorus, the guitar riff returns and Shirley's vocals are in sync with the riff, and it's just genius. A song I often find myself singing to myself whenever I'm in an uncomfortable situation as well. It serves many purposes in my life. Let's get to the lyrics. Oh, and if you're a new listener to the show, again, sorry. But I always select my favorite portion of the lyrics for each song and quote them, you know, usually poorly. But with Chloe here, I love to hand over the duties to her so that she can take the embarrassment on for both of us. This is from the third verse.
You thought I was a little girl. You thought I was a little mouse. You thought you'd take me by surprise. Now I'm here burning down your house.
Bye.
say. Was that your idea of a good time, Chloe?
No, it was...
Am I throwing you for a loop here? What?
Yes, you are. Was it not my idea of a good time?
Oh, I'm asking you, what did you think of the song?
It was pretty good. I liked it. I just really liked the smoothness of her voice. And I gave it an 8.
Oh, you dug it. That's cool.
And if I say 8 weirdly, that's because I have Felix Bendel.
All right. Solid 8. That's good. That's a good rating. That's one of my favorite songs of theirs, for sure. So, well, let's move on to their...
I still don't get the garbage.
Let's move on to their second album released on May 11th, 1998, titled Version 2.0. Album sales were still strong on this one as well, as it went platinum in the U.S., although their first one was double platinum. It did move up the U.S. charts a little higher, going from number 20 with their first album to number 13 on this one. In the U.K., though, it was a number one album. For the most part, version 2.0 is more like version 1.2, as it really is recycling the formula of their first album, I think. Fortunately, though, the songs are extreme.
Well, that mean, that's why it's called 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, it really feels like just more the same. But I love the first album, so I was not complaining. Fortunately, though, the songs are extremely strong, once again serving up a series of big hits such as Push It, I Think I'm Paranoid, and Special.
Wait, what?
It should also be noted that between albums, they contributed to the soundtrack of the Baz Luhrmann adaptation of Romeo and Juliet with the song Number One Crush, which was another huge hit of theirs. Well, during this phase, Garbage would never be bigger, going with probably one of their deeper cuts on this album because it's the second to last track on this great album and it's titled Wicked Ways.
Wicked Ways!
This is kind of an odd song with them, with this swinging techno beat.
What? This is not a weird song. This is an amazing song from Descendants. I love this song.
It's not from Descendants. I totally dig this one. It's a grungier guitar sound, which sort of makes it sound... sounds like a little bit of a relic for its time, but surely brings in so much charisma to the song that I'm just swept away. Chorus, it makes the song for me. Let's, yes.
Why would Garbage steal a name from one of the best movies in the world?
This album came out in 1998.
And Descendants came out in 2000. Seven.
I think it was after that. But this predates the Descendants movie by a long time.
But right. Wicked Ways is going to be better than this. Well, if fans out there like Wicked Ways, thumbs up for Descendants.
Chloe, why don't you do the chorus here?
Collect your pictures of the Pope. Pray to God for love and hope. Bring the Virgin Pina Colada.
It's not Virgin Pina Colada, so.
Bring the Virgin home. Bring the Virgin. Bring the Virgin home for luck. Bolt the door down, keep it shut. Virgin Pina Colada.
Like a lunatic for years.
That was Wicked Ways off version 2.0. One of my favorites off that album. Chloe, what'd you think of that one?
It was pretty good. I like it. The Descendants one is way better.
I'm going to have to check out this Descendants one because I don't know what you're talking about.
Wicked Ways. Go check it out right now.
Not as good as the Descendants version, no. Apparently.
But go watch it right now. Watch it right now.
No.
Yes. Pause.
No. This has already been going for 30.
Pause it.
I gave it a 7 3/4.
7 3/4. All right. That's pretty good. Well, we're going to move on to the third studio release, which came out on October 1st of 2001, titled Beautiful Garbage. This album...
And the garbage is not beautiful. Garbage is not beautiful. This garbage is not beautiful. Let me say this. Garbage is not beautiful.
It's called irony, Chloe.
Garbage is not beautiful.
The album I remember kind of tanked. And it may have been out of timing because this came out just weeks after the tragic September 11th attacks.
Wait, what?
9/11, September 11th attacks. It was also a departure in sound for the band, much more of an electronic sounding album, nowhere near as guitar driven. I remember buying this album its time of release and being into it for a while, but I think of all their albums, this one has aged the poorest over the years. To me, this album sounds like they were desperately trying to stay with the pop trends. Solo artists like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera were ruling the charts at this time, and this album desperately feels like they were chasing that sound. Still, there are several songs in here that I do return to every now and then, and I love the song Untouchable, even though it does fall into the category of pop rock. Going to quote the bridge because it really gets to the heart of the song. I love it when a song has a bridge. We need more bridges in songs.
What's a bridge in the song?
It's kind of between the verse.
What's a bridge in the song?
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What's a bridge in the song?
It's kind of like between the verse and the chorus. It bridges the verse and the chorus, I believe.
I knew it all.
Okay. You're just giving me a hard time. Well, why don't you read the bridge?
It must be nice to be so sure you never feel insecure. It must feel good to believe. It must feel good to believe. You've always right, you're never wrong.
Yeah.
Their third album, that was Untouchable. Chloe, what'd you think of that song?
I thought it was really good. Okay, well, anyway, I thought it was pretty good. I really liked the smoothness of it, and I gave it...
Smooth.
Just the word smooth is too soothing and smooth.
It is. It really is. What'd you give it?
An 8.
You give it an 8. That ties for the first song. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Well, we're not going to
wait. Oh, and 1/4. 8 and 1/4.
8 and 1/4.
Yes.
All right. So that is our leader right now. Very good. Okay.
Actually, just 8.
It's an 8.
8.
Around,
no, 7 3/4.
What?
I don't know. I feel like it was a modern, like rock. Oh yeah. Final answer is 7 3/4.
7 3/4. Okay. All right. We are gonna move on to the fourth album titled "Bleed Like Me." This came out on.
Two people bleeding. I can only take one people.
This came out on April 11th, 2000.
Why would you want somebody to bleed?
This came out on April 11th, 2005. They also switched labels at this time, moving from the small boutique label Elmo Records to Geffen.
Elmo Records? And Elmo Records.
I remember reading stories about how problematic the production of this album was. I think the band broke up at least once during the recording of this due to burnout and surely developed some health issues, specifically with a cyst on her vocal cords, which put her out of commission for quite some time. They eventually plowed through the tumultuous recording with what I think is a grand return to form. Couple strong tracks I'm selecting off this one. The first is Metal Heart, some electro rock fusion for you here. I think this is some vintage throwback garbage. Sounds like something that easily could have come off their first album. Love the synths on here. They're beautiful, and the crunching guitars and violins mesh together so well.
Is this version 3.0?
Kind of, yeah. I think you're all going to enjoy this one. It's got a great melody, too. So let's get to the lyrics, Chloe.
But now that we know for sure they're telling lies, when they say no one gets hurt and therefore nobody dies, you know it's hard to believe anything that you hear. They say the world is round. And I'm happy nobody dies.
Me too.
Yeah, just amazing.
I wish I had a metal heart. I could cross the line. I wish I was half as good as you think I am. Now that we know for sure they're telling lies, when they say no one gets hurt and never nobody dies, you know it's hard to believe anything that you hear. They say the world is
Was Metal Heart off of Bleed Like Me.
No one has a metal heart.
Well, don't, maybe like robots?
Robots don't have a heart.
They don't even have a heart to begin with. Maybe they have like a CPU, maybe a chip. I don't know. Anyways, what did you think of Metal Heart?
It was pretty good, and I'm trying to read my rating, and I just can't.
You don't have to read it. You know it. You just wrote it. What was in your head? What were you thinking?
Seven and three fourths. Dagger, 7 and something.
7 3/4. All right.
Yes, is 7 3/4, Dad.
You want me to write these down? You can tell me and I'll write them down. That way you don't have to try to read your
own. I'm just not going to write them.
All right. The show's running long. Let's speed this up here. We got another killer track from this album titled Happy Home. This is the album closer. Shirley's heartfelt vocals are really emotionally charged on this song. The song builds and builds, and the final 2 minutes are basically an instrumental outro, and just pure perfection.
What?
For me, the song represents an end of an era for the band, especially being the closing track on what I feel is their last great album. Plenty of quality music is to come, folks, but I do get emotional listening to this album and this particular song.
Why are you
song.
Getting emotional?
Well, because for me, this is sort of when I stopped probably falling garbage on a regular basis. I'm about to get into it, but they took a pretty long hiatus after this album. And And this is when I probably stopped being like a huge avid fan of theirs. Not that I stopped being a fan, but
you're a huge avid fan of everything that we've listened to on this.
Well, that's because I love all the bands that I play on here. If they're not on this podcast, I'm probably not a giant fan of them.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah,
and if they're not on this podcast, then it's everything that I have barely ever heard before.
All right. Why don't we get to the lyrics, Chloe?
All right. And there's no more crying and there's no more pain. I've never thought for 1 second I'd have nothing left but shame.
In my happy home, I barely breathe. In my lover's arms, I find relief. And there's a sky that's changing, and a bird that sings. I never once in my wayward life was heading to run out. Thank you.
right. We're back, and we just listened to two awesome songs off of Bleed Like Me. The last one was Happy Home. Oh, I love that song so much. Chloe, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
You've been saying that about every song. I thought it was pretty good.
It was good. It wasn't pretty, but it was good.
All right. Would you give it for a rating?
8 1/4.
8 1/4. I don't know if that's your best or not, because you had another one that was 8 1/4, but you kept changing the rating, so I don't know.
It ended up as 7 3/4.
So that's so far, this one is your favorite.
I don't want you to tell me what's my favorite. I'll tell him at the end.
All right, we'll just save that for the end. All right, so we're halfway, but before I move on, I just want to take a brief moment, since we're halfway through the episode, and thank you once again for tuning into the show, and say how much I appreciate each and one of you for being a loyal listener or subscriber to this podcast. Also, if you've been listening to these episodes, I would love to hear from you. There's an email that I check frequently, abcofrockpodcast@gmail.com. And of course, you can find me on social media on Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast, and on Twitter and Instagram at ABC Rock Podcast. The show is available on dozens of podcast apps. So please, if you love the show, well, I would say subscribe and give it a rating and review, but you know, we only got this one in one other episode. But still, you give it a rating and review. Doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Those ratings and reviews play a large role with the algorithms that help raise the profile of the show.
Well, you're almost done with the show.
And make it more discoverable for a larger audience. Well, I still want people to find the show because, you know, I am very proud of the work that we've done over the last year and a half. So definitely subscribe, share it, tell your friends, your family about it. I really hope that the show still has a life after I stop recording episodes, because I poured my heart and soul into this. So let's move on. So Garbage, like I said before, would take at this point a very long break.
You poured your heart and soul. Your heart did not come out. And your soul.
My metal heart.
And your soul did not go into this.
It did. My soul did go into this.
Literally from 0.1.
Well, anyways, Garbage would take a very long break after this recording of Bleed Like Me. It was a very difficult period of their career.
Why?
Because they, like I said before, what I said earlier that you weren't paying attention to, apparently. It would be 7 long years before they would put out their 5th studio album. And actually, they weren't even really touring in that time either. And in the world of music, that's an eternity. It was the next album, their fifth release, came out on May 11th of 2012. First one in your lifetime, Chloe. I even admit that during this hiatus, Garbage faded away toward the back of my musical consciousness. I would still spin those early records now and then, but going forward, Garbage really struggled to find their way back into the mainstream, which I think is odd because I think the type of music isn't something that sounds very dated. The fifth album, titled Not Your Kind of People, I recently revisited. It's probably been 10 years since I last heard it. And honestly, I checked because,
guys, it couldn't be 10 years because it is not 2022 yet. And it was released in 2012.
Very good point, Chloe. I remember getting this right after it came out. So it's probably been 9 years or 8 years. I bought it.
I'm amazing.
I listened to it a bunch of times when it first came out, and I don't think I really returned to it much since then.
I'm so smart. My dad that went through college didn't remember that, and I'm in fifth grade.
Well, like I said,
I started fifth grade two days ago.
I think there was
already so smart.
I think there was a TV show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, or something like that, and most people are not. Anyways,
well, you are.
I had to check because
I'm never smarter than
I didn't even know what was a single or what wasn't. And there actually technically were five that were released as such, but nothing came close to charting. So I'm not worried about playing anything that has been heard 1,000 times on this album. Although the song I'm playing was technically the first single, now that I checked. And during the tour for this album, and if they are headlining a concert, they do occasionally whip this one out. The song is Blood for Poppies.
No, Poppy from Trolls, no.
No, not Don't that Poppy. Chocolate. Not that Poppy. It's a great reintroduction to the band that I had that had been gone for seven
Poppy,
years.
Poppy, you are fine out there. There's no blood coming for you.
The song is, again, such a throwback to the 90s. To me, it sounds like it could have been recorded for the 1995 debut. It has this big alt-rock guitar sound right out of that era. And her cynical lyrics right out of the Alanis Morissette songwriting book. 90s to the maximus. Let's get to those lyrics, Chloe. This is from the second verse.
Second verse. Watch the clouds and I'm fine. Falling through the cracks. Oh my God. Falling through the cracks. Head beats and the heart is pounding fast. Head beats and the heart is pounding fast. Off the ground and into the starry dark. Into your arms I'm falling. I'm falling. I'm falling.
Watch boys, get your heads down. Oh,
So we just listened to Blood for Poppies. Chloe, what'd you think of that? I want to know. And you got to see the music video for that song, too.
I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, they're going to say, like, amazing. Nothing's ever amazing.
Yeah, only, like, Descendants and, like, Zombies are amazing.
Oh, okay.
I'll give that a 10.
What rating did you give it?
A 7 and
3/4. Am I close? Am I right? Did I read your mind?
God.
Yeah, of course I am.
He should never be correct.
All right. So let's check out another really cool track from this album. This one is more of a deep cut. And while I was revisiting it recently, it is a song that most resonated with me. It's titled Felt. It's a very different style of song for Garbage. Again, very 90s. It reminds me a lot of Smashing Pumpkins from their Melancholy era. Or other dark wave bands from the 80s or 90s, like maybe even the Cocktail Twins, maybe even a little bit of Killing Joke in there. Definitely some Jesus and Mary Chain. You decide.
What?
It's anchored by this.
What are you talking about?
It's anchored by this wall of sound that you can't really make out what Shirley is saying, but her vocals are spacey and tender and give us a sense that everything is just going to be all right.
Wait, what? What? It went from bad, what a slowness down. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the music that we're going to listen to.
Yeah, but it just doesn't make any sense.
It will after you hear the song.
Yeah, I doubt that. I doubt that. Go ahead, bye, guys.
Why don't you, here,
oh, yeah, after you
let's do the lyrics. I actually had to research these because, you know, they're... We have to thank Google for that because who knows really what Shirley's saying in this. So why don't you read them?
Felt sure. You felt something. Felt sure. But it really was nothing. You felt, but you're only guessing.
Yeah.
that was felt. You know, it's interesting. It's actually, when I was trying to find if there was a video or live concert footage of that song, found some audio clips of it, and some of the comments on it are pretty negative. And I'm surprised that there is some dislike for this song among music fans. It's not one of the more popular songs by Garbage, and maybe it's just because of the style. It is definitely, like I said before, it's definitely a departure, you know, of sound for them. Anyways, but Chloe, I really want to know what you thought of that song. It's pretty good. Okay,
it was amazingly okay.
What'd you really think?
It was pretty good. It was okay. It was good.
It was good.
I gave it a 7 3/4.
Let's move on.
I'm watching you.
To their sixth studio album, which came out on June 10th, 2016, titled Strange Little Birds.
2016.
And it's appropriately titled because it is quite a departure in sound for the band. Again, it's a very dark and moody album that I've listened to only a couple times. It is easily my least favorite release to date. And that should surprise most of you if you know my musical taste. I love my rock with energy, with guitar hooks, and pop sensibilities. And on this release, they couldn't have strayed further from that formula. There are several exceptions, though, on this album, but most of the songs are either gritty or these complex, layered soundscapes. And here's the thing. I typically love that kind of music, and maybe I just haven't given this album a fair shake. That said, this album does have probably my favorite song of theirs in the last 20 years on it. The song, So We Can Stay Alive, carries the load as the big rock anthem on this album. Love the throttling liquid guitars and bass on this one. The song's production is gorgeous and cohesive, a sonic insurrection on the senses. I love this quote in the album bio from Shirley, and she says this, "The more I see the clock ticking, the more it gives me fuel. It's a song to all the things that keep you moving forward with passion, all the things that can be used as fuel, all the things you think aren't good can be used as powerful material to enhance your life." Yeah, wow. If you don't love this song, we just can't be friends anymore, is basically what I'm saying.
What?
So,
well, if I don't love this song, I'm still your daughter, right?
You still be my daughter.
I'm just still your friend.
You still be my friend. Just you. Let's get to the lyrics. And there's this vocal bridge that stands out to me where Shirley is practically whispering these words. So we're going to get to that.
Actually, Dad, an actual bridge I can show you now because I've broken arm. But a bridge is where, like, you go up. You know what I mean? And gymnastics, like...
Yeah. Oh, a gymnastics bridge? Yeah, it's very different.
Yeah. Okay,
masochistic victim sadist.
Masochistic. Masochistic.
Victim.
Masochistic victim sadist.
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 Sadist. Masochistic victim sadist.
Sadist.
Masochist.
Masochistic.
Masochistic victim status.
just go on to the next one. Wait, the next line.
Masochistic victim sadist.
Oh my God. I'm going to leave it in like this because it's too funny. Keep going.
Masochistic victim sadist. Victor vanquish. Volar sadness, lust and love, our lives, a blindness.
Perfect.
Not.
Tonight, to all our dreams, we pin them up. hate and your denial. Be careful what it is you breathe. Every broken thing can't be fixed. And all those fragile things we are, they find their voice. Till your life runs out. So we can stay alive. Our sex, our power, our pride. We lose ourselves.
That was So We Can Stay Alive. Absolutely my favorite song of theirs of the last 20 years. Chloe, I'd love to know what you thought of that song.
What can we do to stay alive?
What can we do? Well, keep on breathing is a good way of doing it. Avoid monkey bars, maybe.
Well, I didn't die. I broke my arm.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, not getting injured is good, too. What'd you think of the song?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gave it a 7 and a...
3/4?
No.
And a half?
Yes.
Oh, that was your least favorite song of all. My favorite song was your least favorite song.
Yay! Yay!
All right, we do not come to an agreement on that. Oh, well. Well, you still liked it. I mean, you gave it 7 and a half.
It was okay.
All right. I don't really understand your rating system at all.
I give Metallica a big fat 0.
Yes. But there seems to be no in between. Well, there are sometimes. You get something's like a 4 or 5.
Big fat 0. Big Batzilla.
Okay. Well, it's time to get to the latest release from Garbage, which only came out a couple months ago on June 11th of this year, after another five-year wait. They certainly do take their time to produce these records.
2 days before Mama's birthday.
Yeah. I would say that I was anticipating this album more than most. Several of the tracks had already been released as singles, which I had heard, and I liked what I was hearing, so I was eager to buy this full album when it was released. Overall, I think it's middle of the road for them, maybe my fourth favorite of theirs. I'd have to think about it some more. It's a vast improvement, in my opinion, over Strange Little Birds. One of the songs I'm picking was, in fact, the lead single. I know I'm not very original here, but it can't be denied, especially if you have been sleeping on this on the latest from this band. I do need to put out a warning to Chloe. This song does have some several curse words in it, which I tend to avoid on the shows that you're a guest on here. But I have a feeling it's nothing you haven't heard maybe once or twice in your life. The song is "The Men Who Rule the World."
No men rule the world.
Probably the angriest and most politically charged song ever written by the band. Shirley definitely has some things to say here if you listen closely. And of course, do check out the very politically charged music video that accompanies the song. It is a work of art all unto itself. The song ventures into the cyberpunk arena with techno beats and samples from some crunching percussion from Butch Vig. Here are some of the lyrics that are suitable for Chloe to quote.
Oh, I could say a swear.
No, not today.
Now let's save all of the animals. Yay! Let's save all the squid. Oh. Let's load them into the mothership with the elders and the kids. Let's go. Save great books of genius. Yeah. The birds, the bugs, the seeds, and make it a crime to tell a lie again. And watch those haters bleed.
Of success.
The Men Who Rule the World, Chloe. Really cool song off their new album.
It was pretty good. I gave it a 7.34. The only thing I have to say about it is that, there was one kind of, just one swear in it, but it was a pretty bad.
There were quite a few swears in that song, and
a pretty bad
I have to apologize, but.
A pretty bad one, and pretty good song. I gave it a 7.34.
All right, don't go around quoting that song at school. That's the only thing I ask. Okay, good.
Oh, it doesn't have, like, a swear in the title for my book.
No. So, I again, I'm having an issue with this last song because this is also one of my favorite songs on here. When I was writing this episode and I chose a song, it also has, you know, this really adult themes in it. And, you know, this album has just, it's very different for them. It just has a lot more adult themes in it than prior albums. And you're just so you're happy about this, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna play it anyways, and
yay!
And here we go. So forgive me for playing this one, but I'm playing this for the listeners out there, because if I'm being true to myself, this is really the song that I want to play for you guys, because this is, you know, one of my favorite songs in here, and it's titled Godhead. It's a Trent Reznor inspired slice of industrial flavored rock that again brings me back to the 90s.
Okay.
It has a little bit of a Songs of Faith and Devotion era Depeche Mode in here as well. It's great stuff. The song is shadowy and cinematic. It's like a warped dream. The synths on this really do it for me. They evoke this chilling aesthetic, which is reinforced by Shirley's vocals, especially when she delivers them as those hushed whispers. I'm in another conundrum here, because I love the song so much and the themes and the lyrics on the song are so inappropriate for my daughter. So listeners out there, like I said, you know, forgive me, and do not call Department of Child Services, because I'm, for the most part, a pretty good dad. All right?
Maybe. Just a little.
So,
just a little good dad.
I did choose some of the lyrics here that I can have you read, Chloe, so why don't you go with that?
The center of heaven is you, and the truth keeps weighing me down. No matter what you have done, you are the Godhead, the chosen.
Me.
right, that was Godhead. And just so you're aware, people out there, I did the right thing.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. When some certain parts of the song came up, I was able to successfully hit the mute button.
No. Okay,
on this end here. So
no.
I preserved my daughter's...
Wait, what is the song called?
Godhead.
Godhead. Okay, I'll listen to this privately later.
Oh, God, what did I just do? Oh, whatever. Whatever. I walked right into that one. Let's wrap the show up. We have now listened to my 10 underrated and unappreciated songs from Garbage, covering their entire discography. This, Chloe, this marks the end of something, because this was our penultimate episode. Next episode is going to be our final show. And I, like I said, I admit I have some mixed feelings about ending it. But I know it's the right thing to do.
I have just one feeling, which is sadness and madness at this guy.
But I know it's the right thing to do. But when I think about it, all the creative projects that I have planned, you know, I get really excited when I think about it. You know, as I mentioned on this podcast several times, I'm a filmmaker.
Why are you excited?
And I can
Stop.
Find, and like I said, you can find that Jeez, work of mine at www.imfilmworks.com. I'll leave that link in the show notes. I'm going to spend a lot more time focusing on getting the distribution for my two feature films, Higher Methods and The Assassination of Western Civilization. So keep your eyes open for those. And I would say, again, do not unsubscribe to this podcast. Just because I'm not going to be producing this podcast doesn't mean I won't occasionally be updating this feed with some great content every once in a while. I may, in fact, still do an end-of-year countdown of my favorite albums of 2021 and potentially album reviews now and then. So please stick with me. And I definitely...
just won't be every other 2 weeks. It'll be like every other year.
And I definitely will drop episodes in here to update anyone interested in following any new podcast that I launch. Just, you know, because I do have some ideas coming along for those. Chloe, anything else you... Oh, we have to get to something before we're done. You know, we listened to these 10 songs. Tell me about... What did you think? First of all, I want to get your overall thoughts on Garbage as a band.
It was pretty good. Pretty good. I gave it all over 7.5, and it was pretty good.
7.5 was the lowest rating. Of all the bands you've listened to with me, where do they rank? I feel like they scored pretty high compared to some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. I just liked the smoothness of her voice and how it mixed in with the rock.
That's good. So you, someday down the road, you would see a Garbage concert with me?
No. As long as I had maybe when I'm 28.
When you're 28 years old?
No, I will never like see a Garbage concert with you. Especially with you,
I don't know if they'll be around 18 years from now. Let's see. Like, well, you know, Shirley might be around. We haven't mentioned about this. Like, she's by far the youngest member of.
How old is she?
I think she's in her mid 50s, but everybody else in the band is significantly older than her. I think it's Duke Erickson might be almost 70 by now.
What?
So. Yeah. So in 18 years, he's going to maybe be like in his late 80s. So I don't know if he's going to be...
I doubt it.
Touring, touring.
He'll be almost 90.
Well, in 18 years, a lot of these guys are going to be in their 70s, in 80s.
Yeah. And
so
she'll and she'll be in her 60s.
So you might have to come out with me in the next like 5-6 years.
Yeah, no.
No? You won't want to go to concerts with your dad?
No. And especially with my dad. But
all right, won't be cool.
My dad just is pretty chill but cool. And
well, I'm going to a great concert in a couple of weeks. I'm going to see Alice Cooper for the first time of my life with Ace Frehley. I am super stoked.
Ace Frehley?
Ace Frehley. He is the original guitarist for Kiss.
Wait, he's coming with me?
He's coming with me, yes. We're going together. Anyways, this is a conversation that I should take offline. But anyways, let's wrap this up here. You can send your feedback or hate mail to ABC of Rock Podcast at gmail.com. Thank you so much for taking this journey with me this season. Also, please don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media, on Facebook at ABC of Rock Podcast, or on Twitter and Instagram at ABC Rock Podcast. I love getting feedback and messages letting me know what you think of the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here, and as well, Chloe, as your host and co-host and entertainers over the past maybe 2 hours now. I realize that there...
Hour 16, you are
hilarious. Oh, yeah, I have to edit all this. I realize that there are... I realize that there are thousands of podcasts out there that you could be listening to, and I sincerely thank you for spending your time with me on this show. It means the world to me. The ABCs of Rock is part of the Weston Media Podcast Network. Thank you again, everyone, and have a great week.
Bye, guys. See you all next time.